KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, the mayor and city clerk of the small Webster County city of Lehigh have quit, and another city council member says she may resign. Former Mayor Paula Martin said that she resigned because of issues discussed at a Monday council meeting. She declined to give details, and minutes of the meeting weren't available. City Clerk Kathy Gamble declined to say why she had given her two-week notice. Councilmember Kay Timmons says she's considering resigning. The council will hold a special meeting next Monday night. Councilmember David Haribas wouldn't comment on the resignations, but said he was surprised by Martin's decision. Martin was the mayor or a council member for most of 25 years before retiring. She again became mayor in 2014 after another mayor resigned. In area news, the Iowa Finance Authority, Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources recently recognized the 2016 Top Lender and Landowner of the Year for their commitment to conservation practices at the Conservation Districts of Iowa Conference. First Whitney Bank and Trust in Atlantic was recognized as the top lender, and Alan Peterson of Cass County was named Landowner of the Year for water quality efforts. The State Revolving Fund provides low-interest loans to Iowans to assist in projects to reduce runoff in Iowa's waterways. The fund is jointly administered by the IFA and IDELS, along with the Department of Natural Resources. The Conservation Districts of Iowa support 100 state and soil water conservation districts through public education, commissioner development, policy, and conservation promotion. Now, First Whitney Bank and Trust has financed more than $636,000 through the Local Water Protection Program since its inception in 2006, assisting 26 landowners with water quality improvements. The program uses linked deposit accounts to reduce the interest rates charged to the borrower. The interest rate cannot exceed 3%, and linked deposits earned no interest and are charged no fees. Alan Peterson of Cass County was named the 2016 Outstanding Landowner of the Year for his commitment to conservation practices on his farms. He's utilized the local water protection program several times to enhance terraces, tiles, and waterways on his family farm near Atlantic. A longtime employer in Atlantic with a facility also located in Waukee has announced a major expansion project. Jim Tyler, executive chairman of the Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company, told KJAN's Heartbeat Today with Jim Field yesterday that a three-year project culminates October 1st and will see the company grow literally overnight from 200 to 700 employees.
Instead of having two locations, one in Atlantic and one in Waukee, we'll have a total of nine locations. I have one in Spirit Lake, Mason City, Ames, Ottumwa, Cedar Rapids, Dubuque, and the Quad Cities. Instead of doing business 100% in Iowa, we'll be doing business in a little bit of Minnesota, a little bit of Wisconsin, a little bit of Illinois, a little bit of Missouri.
Tyler said the Atlantic production facilities will become larger, and he said their employees are excited by the change.
What we're doing with this expansion, their job will be better in a lot of ways, and certainly the people in these other communities that I mentioned, their jobs are going to be better. We're a family-owned business, and we've been here in business, not here in Atlantic, but we've been in business 107 years, and we're working now on in the second 100.
Tyler said over 25% of their employees have been with the company for more than 20 years. 85% of what's produced in Atlantic is distributed by their Waukee facility. Part of the expansion includes the purchase of several new tractor trailers.
We bought, I think, 16 new Kenworth tractors. We got 17 new trailers coming. We're increasing the number of routes from 95 to 120 or something. One of our main things is we're going to improve the service to all of our customers, and especially in the new territory. When our customers needed equipment service prior to October 1st, they had an 800 number they called, and somebody in Tampa answered the phone. Well, now it's going to our call-in center is going to be in Waukee.
The expansion effort was approved by Coca-Cola's North American corporate offices in Atlanta, Georgia.
The Coca-Cola company has been extremely helpful to us. They had 21 people in Des Moines the other day meeting with our people, and then not just once but several times. They had We had about a half a dozen representatives of the company at each of these locations when we met with the employees there, so they could tell them what was going to happen, and we could tell them from our standpoint what was going to happen.
Tyler says at one point in time there were more than 1,000 independent Coca-Cola bottlers in the U.S., but that dwindled down to 60, and the company decided about 3 years ago to consider refranchising. Tyler and his son made a trip to Atlanta and spoke with the president of the company and expressed their efforts in expanding their current franchise to several points in Iowa. But Coke president Sandy Douglas suggested they should think a little larger.
Well, jeepers creamy. When they came back with the map as it is now, we were really overwhelmed. But it's nice to be wanted. They really wanted us to take this. We didn't have to fight for it. I think it's a big challenge, but it's a great challenge.
Tyler says they intend to be active in every community they serve. Elsewhere in the news, a traffic stop early Thursday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in a man being arrested on several charges. A deputy stopped a pickup truck at around 3:20 a.m. near mile marker 54 of I-29. The driver, 36-year-old Rodney Steele McCormick of Council Bluffs, was arrested for OWI first offense, being a fugitive from justice, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said also 32-year-old Samantha Kathleen Wright of Woodbine was arrested Wednesday afternoon by police in Missouri Valley on a Pott County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of theft in the fourth degree. Wright was booked into the Pott County Jail and held on $10,000 bond. The Harlan Police Department yesterday issued an update on recent arrests and incidents. Officials say on September the 8th, two juvenile males were cited for possession of tobacco by persons under legal age. When an officer observed them smoking at a skate park, the juveniles were cited and released to their parents. On Sunday, 64-year-old Larry Muir of Harlan was arrested when officers were called to an altercation between neighbors in the 1300 block of Hawkeye Avenue. Muir was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with public intoxication. On Monday, 30-year-old Corey Hunter of Harlan was taken into custody when officers were called to the 500 block of 12th Street for a domestic disturbance. Hunter was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with domestic abuse assault for allegedly assaulting a woman who was from Harlan. And on Wednesday, 55-year-old Denise Hylison Winchell was arrested on two active Shelby County warrants. Hylison was taken to the Shelby County Jail. Officials with ISU Extension in Montgomery County report an after-school STEM, or Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math program held on Wednesday, early outs at the Montgomery County Family YMCA for students 4th through 6th grade, will start on September 28th. The after-school program will run for 6 consecutive weeks. Youth do not have to be a member of the YMCA to participate, and the after-school STEM program will be coordinated by ISU Extension and Outreach in Montgomery County in partnership with Montgomery County Family YMCA, Anderson Conservation Center, Southwest Iowa STEM Hub, and Johnson Controls Incorporated. Chelsea Cousins, program coordinator at ISU Extension and Outreach Montgomery County, says youth will engage in hands-on experience about science, technology, engineering, and math as they relate to real-world topics. Activities will vary each week, including strawberry DNA extracting, building rockets, and understanding the impact of pollution and recycling, just to name a few. Youth may register for that after-school program by contacting the Extension office at 712-623-2592. The program is funded by a Blue Sky grant from Johnson Controls Incorporated and the collaborative efforts of each partner. For more information, call 712-623-2592. That is a check of our news brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.